1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, five dead, nearly three dozen hurt in tornadoes that tore through Iowa this week, especially hard hit Greenfield near Des Moines. Nine killed after a strong gust of wind toppled a stage at a campaign rally in northern Mexico. 44 million Americans expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this Memorial Day weekend. The Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation, saying it holds a monopoly on the ticket-selling market.
Live Nation President Joe Berchtold this week said the company has been seeking common ground with the Justice Department. He addressed Live Nation's use of exclusive contracts, which require a venue to use Ticketmaster for a certain number of years. Berchtold saying the company has no issues with any venue that says they want to be non-exclusive. But he insisted many venues prefer using only one ticketing service to streamline their operations.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. Taiwan scrambling jets as the Chinese military conducts military exercises around the island. This is ABC News. ADHD is on the rise. Doctors now say one in nine kids across the country has been diagnosed with a disorder. The CDC says a total number of cases now tops 7 million, up a million in 6 years. Set to take flight, an airline that's literally gone to the dogs.
A charter flight leaves this afternoon from New York's Westchester Airport, bound for LA's Van Nuys Airport. But only about half on board may know they're making history. They'll be on the inaugural flight of Bark Air, which calls itself the world's first airline for dogs, offering white paw service with custom beds, along with chewies and dog-friendly beverages of choice. You won't pay kibble for this trip, though. A one-way ticket for a dog and their human is $6,000. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
And our cars may soon start warning us if we're speeding. A bill in California would require new cars to beep at us if we're going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. It would affect all new cars made or sold in the state starting in 2032. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know BroadFest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
Giannis named to the All-NBA team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the sixth straight time, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named to the All-NBA first team. He became the first player this year in NBA history to average 30 points a game while shooting 60% from the field. Baseball last night in Miami, the Brewers losing 1-0 to the Marlins. The crew headed to Boston today to open a series against the Red Sox tomorrow night. NFL Packers' first week of OTA practices wrapping up. Two players now recovering from surgery after suffering torn pectoral muscles while lifting in the team's weight facility, including tight end Tucker Kraft and starting right tackle Zach Tom. Their first-round draft pick rookie Josh Morgan has been lining up at right tackle in place of Zach Tom. I asked Matt LaFleur about Tom's status.
Yeah, that was a pec injury and, you know, just an unfortunate coincidence. But again, no long-term concern. He will be a guy that we anticipate back for camp.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 55 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little breezy, too, tomorrow with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Matt Rothschild will be sitting in the hot seat. He's got a couple of special guest lineups, so you're not going to want to miss it. And I'll see you Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison. John and Cordy broadcasting live from State Street. We love it down here.
We do.
It's so light out.
Yes.
So early now.
Right.
It's like coming in the afternoon.
It's beautiful sunshine. This, what is it, Thursday? Yeah, it is Thursday morning.
Yes.
Wow, this week is just flying by.
I know, it
just
flies by. You're moving now. Yeah. You feel a little disoriented, right?
I am a little disoriented, yeah. I got all the moving in. Yeah. I'm done with the apartment in Baraboo, you know, and turned in the keys. That's it. But now everything's in boxes all over the place. I can't find anything.
So everything you need now to establish yourself credit-wise, everything, all your IDs are packed away in a box and place, and you can't really get anything.
I can't get anything done now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it's going to be. Yeah. It's going to be
kind of like a homeless man in his own apartment.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I have a place to sleep. I have a place to eat.
One of these days you might have to shave, you know, just, you know, trim it.
Really? I think it's all right.
No, it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Let's take a look at the weather for today.
Why not?
All right. Shall we?
Is it good?
It is good.
All right.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Let me clear my throat.
I can still hear you over here.
I think it just got picked up on John's mic anyway, or that button doesn't work.
Really? This button doesn't
work? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It works on this mic.
Okay. I'm just hearing you through the wall then.
No. Did you hear
his mic was on?
Thin walls in this studio, I guess.
Okay. Try it again.
All right.
Try
here
it again.
We go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can hear me.
Yeah. I didn't.
So this mute. Mic just works on, or this thing, this button just works on this mic.
And we're just supposed to pretend
so many
this mic.
And switches here found, in this studio.
It took us 7 months to figure that out. Okay. What's the weather for today? Well, starting out at 57 degrees, let's use the weather balls, the Powerball machine,
whatever. You're wearing these balls out.
I think they're doing just fine. The high today, first number is 7.
Uh-huh.
Second number. It's 7. Double 7s.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
77
Sunset Strip. Oh, boy. That's a really old reference. That's way back. That's way back before our time.
Yes, Kooky Ed Burns.
Kooky Ed Burns and 77 Sunset Strip.
That was, love that stuff.
That was a great show. Yeah, beautiful day today. Sunshine and, you know, people are still cleaning up from the tornadoes.
They are.
They officially declared 6 tornadoes went through Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And there's still 6,000 people out of power, according to MG&E this morning. So there you go.
Put the oil in my chainsaw, and I'm ready to go.
Have you done it?
I did chainsaw some stuff,
yeah.
A tree fell over our sidewalk in front of our house. I had to go out there and chop it.
Wow. Yeah. Was that strenuous?
It was. Actually, it was. It was entwined in vines.
Really?
So, yeah, I could cut the limbs vines. And I could pull them, but the vines held all of the tree in place.
Mm.
So it was a very difficult job.
Fantastic. Well, you got it done, and now everything's okay.
You know, the big thing here is, you know, we're working in the yards, we're cleaning all this stuff up, but the ticks are out.
Oh, and,
I mean,
boy.
This is an immense tick season this year.
I am definitely afraid of ticks.
It is really bad out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a tick crawling down the side of my face as I was watching TV.
You're afraid of ticks, Gordy.
I am.
You probably won't like this story. When I was a toddler, you know, doing what toddlers do, trying to put everything in their mouths.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
On our dog, there was like an enlarged one that had been on it for a long time, and I picked it off and tried to eat it.
Oh, no!
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. And then what happened? Your mom grabbed it and slapped it away from you?
She, like, pulled it out of my mouth.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yeah, we'll have to keep ticks away from you.
Yeah.
I just get hungry sometimes, John.
It's a habit you don't break, you know.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's terrible. All right, let's get to the National Day Calendar. What is today, anyway? It's the 24th? What is it?
The 23rd.
23rd. May 23rd. Let's see what's
going on.
It's
right there in the corner of your computer.
Oh, yeah, you keep reminding me of that, and I keep forgetting. 23rd. Yeah, it's not convenient to have that right on the computer.
I know. But it's right there in your days of the month, right there.
Oh, yeah.
It says May 23rd.
Listen, I'm still half asleep. Now I live only 10 minutes from the station, I sleep in longer.
Yes.
Yeah. And now I'm not
just barely awake.
You know, just barely awake. What is it today? Is it Taffy Day or not? Is it Lucky Penny Day or not? What other days could it possibly be? Is it National Softball Day? Is it National Bifocal Day?
Well, that sounds vague.
Two of those are not... I've decided to go with two that are fake.
Oh, okay.
So you can guess once or twice. Which one of those is fake? Taffy Day, Lucky Penny Day, Bifocal Day, or National Softball Day? Sam?
I know Bifocal Day is not one of them.
Okay, you're right.
And National Softball.
You are also correct. We have two winners today. Yay.
Hey, that's fantastic. You overworked yourself.
I know.
Came up with two of them.
Okay. Let's see what National Taffy Day is all about.
Yeah.
Taffy.
Very popular in the Wisconsin Dells. You should know that.
Oh, boy.
Preoccupied with taffy. Taffy shops all over the place.
Fudge and just all
and
kinds
do people
of non healthy
stuff anymore?
Food.
Taffy is good. I love taffy.
Yeah, but really?
No one eats that.
That can't be
like
good for you.
Regular Laffy Taffy, saltwater taffy. They're both good.
Taffy. Saltwater taffy was invented in 1883 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Confectioners make this sweet treat using boiled sugar and butter. They stretch it and pull the concoction until it is chewy and can be rolled and cut. Flavors range from buttery to tart to sweet. There's lots of different types of taffy, as it turns out. There's a flavor for everyone.
I know. I've been to the Dells.
And it seems they introduce a new flavor every year. Taffy's colorful displays entice children and adults alike.
Really?
And so they've been doing that for generations.
What kind of flavors do they have now?
To taffy. Let's just see.
They've expanded into the bacon flavor?
I don't think
so. I'm sure it exists. My two favorite flavors, at least off the top of my head, are probably like root beer and watermelon.
No kidding.
Root beer?
Yeah. What's wrong with root beer?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
You got beef against root beer?
No, you know, I was looking at, I mentioned this a few days ago, I'm buying bagged popcorn at the store for some stupid-ass reason. You know, I'm not using the stir crazy. I don't know why, but then I'm looking at the flavors of popcorn now, and they've got
root beer flavor.
Yes, I couldn't imagine
What is that? Did you try it?
I can't try it.
That's sick.
No way am I going to buy that.
Have you seen Quick Trip's root beer flavored milk?
Well, that would be good.
What?
That would
John's
be good.
John's face right
You're
now.
Kidding.
I tell you.
Wow. Root beer flavored
because it's a
milk.
Float.
It's like a root beer float, but with like, it's less cold like ice cream. Kidding. It's just milk.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It was a limited edition thing that Quick Trip had a few years ago.
Okay.
Apparently it didn't work.
Apparently. Not a lot of buyers.
Well, you know, they're doing this to Pringles. Or, yeah. They've got weird flavors for Pringles.
Well, those
who would buy a dill pickle flavored Pringle?
I don't know. I might try that. I'd
oh
try.
Oh my
it.
God, really?
Yeah.
They have like pickle flavored regular potato chips.
Yeah, I love pickles.
Guys would do real well at the bar. Pickled eggs, pickle whatever they come up with now behind a bar. I'll have it. And sure. A couple of drinks.
It's also National Lucky Penny Day.
Well,
I know we don't have anything for that. National Lucky Penny Day hopes that you'll have good luck all day long. Heads or tails, it doesn't matter which side you find your penny. Years ago, a penny was able to buy something. That was many years ago.
Remember the penny cartoons on Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse?
Oh, sure. You put the penny in and...
No, it was just a... Well, yeah. Well, was it the cartoon would start up and Penny would there be
then
there
the
with
penny
her penny
would
eyes?
Show up, yeah.
Yeah. I actually hated that cartoon.
Today, due to inflation, the penny does not buy
cares.
Much of...
No one cares.
I'm sorry. Sorry you hated that. I'm sorry you have so much hate in your heart for things. The metal value and cost of minting pennies exceeds their face value. Did you know that? We're losing money on pennies. Buy the penny. Many nations have stopped minting equivalent value coins, and efforts are being made to end the routine of use of pennies in several countries, including the U.S. We should get rid of the penny because it's costing us.
Yes, it's ridiculous. What a waste of money.
It is.
A penny.
Okay.
I haven't seen a penny in a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't use cash anymore.
Not at all.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't pay cash for anything.
What could you buy with a penny when you guys were wee little lads?
You could buy bubble gum.
Yes. Yes. A bubble gum machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could buy
Jawbreakers.
Bazooka bubble gum used to be a penny, I think.
Just like a gum ball or a single piece of gum you're talking?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or Jawbreaker.
A Jawbreaker. Ugh.
Those were good.
I know, but they're not good for your teeth.
Jeez, we're talking a lot of candy today.
We are.
Hot takes of candy.
Yeah. Hot takes. What's happening in the history books, Sam? Let's turn to this.
Well, let's take a look-see.
We don't have our...
Funny that you mentioned... there's the book. Thank you, John.
Open the book.
Funny that you mentioned National Bifocal Day, which doesn't exist.
Right.
Because today, in 1785, Ben Franklin revealed his plans for bifocals.
See? There you go. See?
There should be a bifocal day.
Is that why you came up with the...
Yeah, it was sitting right there.
Yeah. He kept switching back and forth between two sets of glasses, and he eventually got sick of it, and so did the only common sense thing and
Isn't
put them
amazing?
Together.
Isn't
he was an amazing guy, that Ben Franklin.
Yeah. Thought of everything.
Yeah.
Now, of course, he didn't think of progressive lenses, sadly.
He never wanted to patent his inventions. He
really?
He never wanted to make money off of it. He just kind of wanted to help people with them, which I thought was cool.
Okay.
That is not MAGA. That is
woke. No, it is not.
That's woke.
Yeah. You mentioned Bonnie and Clyde earlier.
Yes, Bonnie and Clyde.
Today, in 1934, their crime spree came to an end in a shootout with police. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Did you find that Georgie Fame song?
I did. I'll probably play us out with it.
Okay. Did you see the Bonnie and Clyde film?
No, I did not. Was that
Walter Beatty?
Is that new or is that old?
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty. Walter Beatty was his brother. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yes. Yeah. It was shocking at the time.
Very shocking.
Yep. In fact, I don't
How
believe they
it?
Had movies like
from?
That.
I'd say early 70s.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think?
It was a brutal killing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a movie.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it was in real life, too.
Well, but you never saw that kind of portrayal.
Slow motion, violent.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, shootout kind of thing. Yeah. Is this the song you were talking about?
This is the Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
Sadly.
Whoops. Okay.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. But who uses the dial anymore? You can always get us on the internet or on the Civic Media app.
Just, that's the way to go.
Check it out there. You can press the little button for texting or giving us a call. Or you can use the old way of doing it, and that's the old dial phone.
The rotary phone?
The rotary phone. That's, you had to move that, didn't you? What, in your little move to the apartment, get your dial
get
phone
my rotary
all
phone.
Disconnected.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, 608-879-8255. Do rotary phones still actually work? Do people actually use those?
Sometimes.
Do they?
Sometimes. You can buy adapters for them to convert the pulses to tones.
Oh, okay.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. I think I'll get a rotary phone.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I have Consumer Cellular, and they send out a little flyer in their bill this month, and they said that they have a little box now that you can attach your phone to this box, and it turns into a digital signal that uses the same number that you have on your cell phone.
Wow. It's just amazing, isn't it?
I know. Technology.
Welcome to the 21st century, John.
Except they don't allow you to share your number with your, like, watch. AT&T does the major.
With your watch?
Yeah.
You have that watch.
So, like, your landline, your mobile
Your mobile, your mobile phone, you can share that number with your watch.
Okay.
Imagine your watch having a telephone number.
Yeah, it doesn't have a telephone number. It just shares it. You can dial up. It's got it's got the numbers on it to dial out. But all current smartwatches have an eSIM card in it.
Okay, that's
so
good.
It's automatically,
you're talking to two guys who still don't quite get the draw of smartwatches.
Yeah,
no, you shouldn't admit that. There are a lot of people out there that can't live without that smartwatch. It tells you how much you've slept, deep sleep, REM sleep, counts your steps, checks out your heart rate.
If it works.
Does work.
Well, at
my
least
gosh, they've gone
twice
really
a week, your phone goes bonkers and doesn't work at all. Admit it.
No.
Right now. Yes. At least once or twice a week.
What?
Your phone goes out. You see you tapping it. You're moving it around. It's not working.
No, you tap it to get the face to come up, and then you work through the apps on it.
Well, the other day it wasn't working
at
all.
It's not breaking.
Didn't work at all.
You know,
Let's go to the history.
I can't understand you guys. What is wrong? This is like the 21st century. These are smart watches. This helps you stay healthy.
They're big and clunky, and they look...
No,
I just don't need all that. I just want a watch to tell time.
Exactly.
That's all I need.
Thank you, Sam.
Well, the big and clunky watches, the old version of them, you have a tiny little...
I have a Bulova.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like something you get at Goodwill.
A friend of mine got this for me. It was a very nice watch.
How long ago? When you were 10?
About 2 years ago. Okay. Up in Wisconsin Dells.
All right.
It was a Christmas gift exchange.
And you didn't look at him funny like, this isn't an electric watch.
No.
It's not a smartwatch, is it?
It's It's a fine quality Bulova watch.
A Bulova.
Bulova. It doesn't have a battery.
Timex keeps on ticking.
Yeah, I was going to say, this reminds me of the scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where they're trying to rent a motel room with their watches. One guy pulls off like a fancy Rolex or something. The other one pulls off a digital Casio.
There you go.
This is a fine quality watch. Okay. Let's get to the history books before we become history.
Yeah, we got a couple more things here. So I played
history. Let's keep
going. Tom Petty coming in. Because on this day in 1979, Tom Petty, for his third album, he withheld the album from his record company and he declared bankruptcy in order to kind of stick it to his label.
I remember this.
And get better terms for his contract. And then he did it again 2 years later when they released their fourth album.
Well, he was also pissed off that the record companies kept climbing with their prices back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want that to happen. He wanted his people to have the music. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the did we talk about the first successful surgery to reattach a human limb?
No, we didn't. That was on this day in 1962. Yeah.
Hmm. I wonder what limb they reattached. Was it a leg?
It was an arm.
Oh, my God.
Is it an arm or a leg?
It was an arm. Do you want the gory details, Gordy?
Yes.
So there was a kid who...
Lorena
Bobbitt. His arm was severed by a train. He was, like, playing by the railroad tracks,
and his arm got cut off
or broken off, and they were able to successfully reattach it.
Well, that's fantastic. Gee. Wow.
Okay.
Don't play by trains.
Yeah, don't.
See, no one knows the Bobbitt reference. I get it.
What's that?
I know the Bobbitt reference.
What's the Bobbitt reference?
I couldn't remember her first name. I don't know. Is it Lorena? But I can't remember.
I think so. Check your own history books on the Bobbitt reference.
Well, she got real mad.
Okay.
And
it's your
funeral.
No, I'm
not going
any
further than that.
She cut off something on her partner.
Ah, I see. Anyway, moving
along. Jeez. Oh, God.
Last thing. Today in 1980, The Shining was released. I still haven't seen this one either. It's on my need-to-watch list.
You have to watch The Shining.
Yes, you do.
It's a classic horror movie. It's a classic. Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a couple of birthdays here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Did you have something else?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Carolus Linnaeus, probably doesn't ring a bell. Mm-hmm. We had a poster of him in my science class because he's the guy who came up with the modern classification of species.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big science guy.
Should sell.
Wow. You know all the scientific names for animals in Latin that sound kind of goofy sometimes? He also came up with that.
Well, that's not a good thing. I mean, he could have made it a little more
easy on the rest of us.
Yeah, really. Seriously.
He was.
Maybe
my favorite thing is when a new species is discovered and they don't have a Latin name for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scientists will create a Latin sounding name for the animal.
And they fooled us all along.
Exactly.
It's kind of a scientific joke on all of us.
It is.
Right. Yeah. One other birthday, Drew Carey, born today in 1958.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Drew Carey show.
Yeah.
Way back when.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a groundbreaking
show. Stuck on the Prices Right. Oh, man.
Oh, I know.
What a kind of gig is that?
The thing with Drew Carey, the glasses were identifiable.
Right.
And then he went to contacts, and no one knew who he was anymore.
His first night on The Tonight Show was really a classic. He really killed, and Johnny invited him over, and he didn't know what to say to him. He was just flabbergasted that Carson invited him to the couch, which was the big deal back then, if you were a comedian.
Well,
first time out.
They did great production numbers of songs on The Drew Carey Show way back when.
Yeah. That's right.
That Vogue's song. And I can't remember what the name of that song was at this point, but they also mixed animation in with the show. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yes.
When they had Daffy Duck on.
Daffy Duck.
And they were interacting with an animated Daffy Duck throughout the office.
On like live TV?
Yeah. It was pre-recorded.
Huh.
It was well done, a sitcom, but
it was really well done.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to tell you, last night I was having some pizza. I was over at Catherine's place and having some pizza, and these birds started swirling around. And I guess they're called chimney swifts.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of
that?
No,
I have not.
Chimney swift birds?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is an amazing thing that happened, and I'll tell you after in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
There was a swift nado. They did a tornado.
Ooh.
dance above this building. And, yeah, I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Sounds like a made-for-TV movie.
It could be. It's the John or Gordy Show. Coming back.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
If I say the phrase drone swarms, you might conjure up an image of a science fiction movie or maybe just a whole lot of insects. In reality, it could be your new best friend. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Drone swarms are just one new phrase farmers are becoming accustomed to in Wisconsin. Preston Rice is the co-founder of Madison Area Drone Service. They specialize in agriculture drones, and he explains what a drone swarm is.
As far as what swarms are, I mean, really, it's just like it sounds like. We want to be able to operate more than one aircraft. And we can do that already, but we need to have that ability with one single pilot. So the limitations that we see, especially in the agriculture side of things, is the capacity and the size of that tank, right, can be multiplied if we can operate more than one aircraft at one time. So getting the FAA to kind of give us the approval in that direction is really going to help us expand the ability to make one person, one pilot, much more effective with the equipment that they have.
Preston Rice, co-founder of Madison Area Drone Service, he said he's getting a lot of inquiries right now specifically to apply fungicide on wheat fields, drones being about the only good option right now. Markets in overnight electronic trade, not looking so good. Numbers are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's
BioVet.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 3 cents to $2.03. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and a half, $1.84. Double A butter stood still. The June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning down another 15 cents at $19.80. December corn's down two at $4.82. November beans down a penny at $12.17. July wheat this morning down eight, $6.84 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the markets stand rolling into a Thursday trade session. As always, more news available anytime you need it, MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 55 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little breezy, too, tomorrow with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan joins us to talk sports, weather, and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
I'm just checking our little camera out here in the studio, which you can, you know, watch us on some of the social media areas.
Facebook, yeah, YouTube.
You go there.
X. Yeah.
And I realize now that I could probably, you know, really hog the cam if I wanted to. You know, I could really get in on this.
You're just realizing this now?
I could really, you know, dominate.
You could. Why do you want to?
Are you going to climb up on the table and get your face right
yeah,
in front of it?
That's right. I'm going to moon.
Oh, everybody. No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. Oh, no. Dear God. Stop. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, boy. Why did you do that? My eyes.
Pam Bianchi.
Yeah.
Well, you know, great stuff. You know, every time I hear her program, I always learn something brand new.
Right.
You know, the PFAS substitute is a soybean ingredient of some sort now. And now this, drone swarms.
Drone swarms she was talking
about.
Isn't
that incredible?
Yeah.
What do you mean drone swarms exactly? What are they doing with?
Well, in farming, they use a lot of drones all at once to get a good map of the area instead of just having one fly around and, you know, checking everything out. They do a swarm. And I like that idea. It sounds like a sci-fi channel series that they could put out there. You know, what, a drone swarm that gets out of control?
Oh.
A farmer can't stop them.
Starts attacking the animals.
That's right.
And stuff. Yeah. Well, I mentioned last night, around sunset, I was over at Catherine's and we were having some pizza and talking about swarms, you know, and how those happen. And we were talking about, and I had never heard of the term chimney swarm. Have you ever heard of that bird? Chimney swifts. Chimney swifts.
Right.
They're a type of bird, and they swarm right around sunset. And so we're talking about this, and then it started happening. I couldn't believe it. It was like right on cue. So we saw these chimney swifts just starting to swirl around, and they form almost like a tornado around the building. Now, I've got a phone number to call. Let's call that number because there's a bird.
Somebody that knows.
Well, it's one of our bird experts that we know, Dory.
Chimney swifts.
You know Dory.
Yeah. She's a little crazy. We don't know what she's going to say.
I don't know if I'd say little crazy. I wouldn't qualify it.
She knows all about birds. She's
a bird expert.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she does bird expeditions and stuff.
All right, we'll find out.
Chimney swifts.
If that's a normal thing, right? They go flying into the chimney.
They started doing this, and it happened for about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're just watching because it was getting fascinating. They started to sort of collect and then swarm and do a tornado kind of dance. And then they would dive bomb into the chimneys maybe three blocks away.
Yeah.
And just this one building. Mm-hmm. And then they'd do it again. And then they'd dive bomb into the... And they eventually, as it got darker, more of them would go into the chimney and it wouldn't come out. And eventually they all went in
there. It's a popular, famous scene in all of the Batman movies, which I'm sure you have never watched.
I've watched some of them. Is Dory on the phone?
I don't think she's awake right now because her phone went straight to voicemail, Gordy.
Great.
So much for planning ahead of time, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine.
You know, Chimney Swift's NATO.
Yeah.
It's just an idea. I'm just...
What?
What do we call this? We're working this...
We're workshopping it?
Workshopping.
Well, we... during the, you know, during the news, we were watching some video of these kind of things, these chimney sweeps or chimney swifts. Can't get the name right. It's really amazing what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's a sight to see. Well, they showed some people gathering
in New Portland. I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was news TV coverage of it.
Yes.
And it was like more coverage of the people watching or waiting for the birds to show up.
Yeah, for the swarms to start swarming.
But it looked
around.
Really good. It looked like a scene out of a Batman movie where all the bats swarm into the cave and then swarm out. And that's essentially how it looked.
That's what it looked like. And it looked like they were focused on one building. Mm-hmm. And it was looked like it was on West Washington Avenue, and like trying to figure out which building that is.
Yeah.
Because they kept going for this one chimney.
Well, you've got quite a view over there at Catherine's
Place. Yeah, she's
quite the executive.
Executive
suite at the top of the building.
It's not at the top.
All her walls are windows and the world.
You've been there.
Yes.
She's had a number of get-togethers there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite the place.
Yeah. It certainly is.
Okay. Anyway, that's all in the chimney swifts.
But I liked
it. It was very cool. It's hard to describe.
Yeah. All so right. we have a lot of that here in Madison. Is that true?
What's that?
We have a lot of chimney swifts.
Apparently we do. Now we've found Dory. I think she's Sam is efforting.
It might be somebody else.
No, I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Right. Do you want to talk? Is that what he just said? Do you want to talk?
You can.
Are you trying to talk her out of going on the air?
I didn't realize that you could hear me so well from in there.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk? No one does. That's why we don't get any calls here.
I've got this script that I like have in my brain whenever I take a call.
Yeah,
I guess I just resorted to that.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Dory on the phone.
Sounded great.
Good morning, Dory.
Hey, good morning, guys. Of course, I'm listening to the show when I hear my name.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, that'll wake you up.
Well, I was telling everybody about this chimney swift phenomenon of them swarming, swarming over this building. And I must have watched.
So, what's the story on that? Is that a problem? Is that something we have to worry about in Madison?
You should really be concerned.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to worry about it. No, it's actually pretty cool. These birds have just flown all the way from Peru, where they spent the winter, over the volcanoes, the deserts, the Gulf of Mexico, to get all the way to Madison, to the isthmus. And years ago, hundreds of years ago, they discovered that instead of trying to find little cracks in the cliffs up by Devil's Lake or something to nest in, they could nest in the chimneys of the buildings that we've built out of bricks, and they're warm and cozy and safe, and it became their most favorite place to live. We got a lot of chimneys downtown Madison, and that's where they are hiding out.
And these are called chimney swifts, is that right?
Yeah, they're a lot like swallows. They just fly around
that's
in the
right,
sky
swallows.
Eating bugs all the time.
Yeah.
And they make this little chittering noise, which if you go down to the farmer's market on Saturday and you just pay attention to what's going on over your head, you'll see them up there. They look like little flying cigars, and they flutter their wings back and forth, and they make this little chitter, chitter, chitter noise. And if you're around during migration time, like right now in the spring or in the fall, you go over to East High School, and you can see about 1,000 of them shoot down the chimneys at East High School at night.
And they just go in there to sleep?
Cherokee Middle School.
Yeah.
Yep. They just spend the night in there. They eventually disperse from these big groups and spread out. And every little town in Wisconsin that has buildings that were built around the turn of the century probably has some big brick chimneys in town. We were just at the Muscadet Morel Festival this past weekend, and there were chimney swifts going down. All the chimneys over there at this time of year, they're also interested in mating, and they start following each other very closely as they fly around right over your head.
Do we lose a lot of chimney swifts when they fire up the furnaces and start cranking out the fumes and smoke? Are they affected by that?
Fortunately, most people don't really run those during the summer, so it works out well.
Oh yeah, that's right.
General,
during the summer,
but.
Yep.
they build their nests on the inside of the chimney.
Wow.
My neighbor has chimney swifts every year.
Mm-hmm.
Out of spit, bird spit and little sticks that they snap off the trees as they fly by. They never land. They don't perch. They just fly, go down the chimney.
Yeah, that. What we were seeing was they were flying around in seemingly chaotic fashion, and then eventually it formed a tornado.
Yep,
kind of
chimney swift's NATO.
Yeah, swift NATO. And then as it got closer to sunset, there were more of them doing that, and then eventually they all started just dive bombing into this chimney, pretty much all at once. I mean, they within just a few seconds. Watching them do all this, and then suddenly they got the signal.
Wait till they realized that they could do that to humans.
What are you talking about?
Dive bombing large funnels.
No, it was really something to see. Yeah. So you say it happens at East Washington High School?
Yeah.
East High School out on East Ross has a massive three-chimney thing on the top of their building, and you can sit in the back in their parking lot and just watch it happening. But I think Cherokee Middle School on the west side, I've heard, will get a swift NATO now and then.
Okay.
I went out there once and didn't find anything. So you never know, but people will bring their lawn chairs and sit and have a beer and just watch it happen. It's, it's like watching the Northern Lights. It's kind of interesting to see the natural world do a show.
It's very cool.
Nice to know that we have that much time on our hands in Madison.
No,
We do.
I know we do.
It's very cool. Well, Dory, thank you for joining us this morning.
And one more question, Dory, now that you brought it up.
Okay.
Morels. It's the morel season, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
After the big rain and everything.
Tail end of it.
You know, the thing here about morels, if you pick them, then they don't have time to propagate in that area. Is that correct? Or is it just something that they don't need to, shoot spores all over the forest floor?
What are you talking about?
I guess the idea is you don't pick them all, but I bought some at the festival, and they gave me so many little tiny ones. I thought, geez, you could have let them get bigger.
Yeah.
They were, the size of my pinky. That's pretty tiny.
Yeah.
But
it's like the mini.
I don't know about morels.
It's
really.
Like mini potatoes. You get the mini potatoes now.
But about chimney swifts.
$60? $60 a pound.
Wow.
That's pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd complain.
So we split a pound with somebody else that was in the line and said, let's just do half pounds. That seems like a lot of money for some mushrooms. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we tried them.
All right.
Were they good?
Yeah.
You fry them in butter, right, or something like that?
Okay.
Actually, I made a pizza. I ordered a pizza crust from Papa Murphy's and then put truffle oil all over it, which kind of makes the whole point of having morels moot, but whatever. It was delicious.
Yeah, sounds good. Love it. But I picked a few of the morels in the forest behind me, and they never came back, and that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was it.
Well,
kind of mad
happen,
about that.
I suppose.
It does happen. Well, thank you, Dory. I appreciate your information on the chimney swift NATOs that we have here in town.
Hey, anytime.
They're very, very cool to watch. So look up in the skies right around sunset time. They start to gather.
Watch the skies.
They move around a little bit like bats. They kind of look like bats.
Yeah, almost. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Dory, thanks a lot. Talk to you again soon.
All right, bye, guys.
All right. Have a great day.
Her ears were burning because we mentioned her name on the air.
Well, I know. Yeah, we have that effect.
With most people.
Usually it's negative.
Yeah.
It was really something to watch. So, look around sunset time. You'll probably see them out there.
You think so?
Wow, they're very fast.
Yeah.
And, they do move like bats, so you really have to watch for a while. It's like watching
the
Northern Lights.
We might have seen them, and we thought they were bats.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, all week long we've been featuring Project 2025.
Yeah, the humorous side of Roger 2025.
We're putting a big smiley face on it.
Trying to workshop it again, trying to help out. Just, tweak it here and there, maybe make it more acceptable to more people.
We think that they haven't marketed it well.
Wow.
Because it doesn't sound nice or anything like that. But we're going to get to that next hour right away.
It's 1,000 pages long.
It is.
It takes a while to get through.
Yeah. A lot of people are jumping on board, and the Biden administration is using it in ads now.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll get to that.
Get to all of that on this Thursday morning with the John and Gordy Family Show.
We'll talk about the Freedom Summer in Florida next.
Okay.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and all of your social media dial. You can watch us. We're on camera. You want to do that?
Sure.
Are you brave enough? Are you brave enough to do that while you're driving, huh? It's a challenge.
What was
That's
that
tape? It's the John and Gordy Family Show Challenge this morning.
What was that tape that Gordy just handed you?
Oh. Cassette. It's called a cassette tape.
We used to use in the old days.
But what's on
it? Cassette. Oh, it's the best of John and Gordy.
Sure.
Oh.
It's a collection.
From way, way back when. This is how
we actually
radio
don't know.
People save
it's
their
It's the original
shows. Yes.
Greatest Hits album.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Way back. Ancient.
We enjoy listening to ourselves.
It's amazing that tape still exists after all this time.
Yeah.
Usually they disintegrate, you know, if you don't keep them in
but
the right
that's
place.
That's only in Mission Impossible.
The old days.
Yes, the old days.
Okay, let's move on to the new days. These days.
Should we?
I think
so. Let's move to the Freedom Summer days down there in Florida.
Freedom. What is Freedom Summer all about?
Well, here, this is what it's all about.
Tell me.
As part of what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is calling Freedom Summer, his transportation department has told cities across the state that if they want to light up their bridges at night, they can only use the colors red, white, and blue. That is freedom, folks.
That's freedom. Okay.
Now that's freedom. According to Andrew Fleischman, who's an attorney, he posted this. He says, it's the summer of freedom. The following colors are now forbidden. Jesus. You know, you can't get away from the authoritarianism of the right. The mega right is just incredible. They can't do anything without it. Yeah, this is their idea of freedom.
Yeah.
God.
So... you can tell who they're aiming at here, the LGBT community that likes to use all
the
colors, the rainbow
exactly.
colors. Yeah.
That's what
But in Florida, you can't do that.
No,
now.
You can't. Only red, white, and blue.
He's
on
declared
the bridges.
That. He just signed a piece of paper saying that, right?
Yeah.
Just can't do that.
Well, it's strange.
How
because
can they
why is it limited to bridges? Why are they focusing on bridges? Maybe I know they probably have a lot of bridges down there, a lot of swampland.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, people can celebrate lighting up their homes.
Yes.
Just like Christmas
right?
down. Yeah.
So they can do that. They can do their homes.
Well,
I
don't know. Maybe they have a law that, you know, governs what people can or cannot do in Freedom Summer.
Freedom Summer. Welcome to Florida.
Welcome to authoritarianism.
Here's what you can't
dictatorships.
Do.
Yeah.
Think he's still in the running for vice president?
I really don't think so, no.
Nikki Haley's sort of angling toward that now. She said yesterday she's going to vote for Trump.
What a trip. Have you seen the clips?
Yeah.
There are clips out there of her just trashing Trump, the worst possible person to be. Don't let him near the White House again. Don't ever let him near it. I'm going to vote for him. Oh, my God. You know, jaws dropped across
the
country.
She wants the gig of vice president. What could be better than that? What a great gig. You don't have to do anything.
What a party of ass kissers. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen anything like this?
I don't think so. There's never been anything like this.
Truly a wave of sickness. And just the fact that in some of the polls now, say that Trump has this fantastic lead over Biden, you got to wonder what's going on in this country. Is there a craving for an authoritarian figure, a dictatorship?
I don't think so.
Someone to tell everybody that everything is well, everything is safe, everything is really roaring ahead. It's the best it's ever been. And that's what Trump did in his first administration. Now, if he comes back, he's going to take credit for everything that Biden did.
Yeah.
And everything is going to be roses and whatever.
Well, remember 2022, everybody was saying, oh, the polls, the Democrats are going to lose all these seats. And it turned out to be completely the opposite.
There
was a blue wave and everything was fine.
Right.
I think it's the same kind of deal this time around.
Well, it's going to be a blue wave as well.
Yeah.
We have to have the Congress. We have to have the House and the Senate. But we have to have that in order to pass and get us out of this mega thing that's going on, especially in the Supreme Court.
Yes.
They've got to hold the Supreme Court
accountable.
Alito, Justice Alito has gone off the Richter scale.
He's lost his mind.
We haven't even talked about that story yet, but my God.
He's hanging flags upside down and he's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. There is no accountability, let's face it, for the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
The Senate could impeach them and toss them out, but that's never going to happen. That happened once.
And sadly, Biden was against adding more Supreme Court justices. But I think that's the only solution to the problem is that.
Maybe that's what he'll do in the second term.
But now, if they had done that, then we'd see probably a wave of, oh, we're too close to the election.
Yeah.
We can't nominate somebody now. We have to let the voters decide.
That's crazy.
Putting in a president that will put in the people that they want.
Yeah.
What a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah. We have Mitch McConnell to thank for that.
Just unbelievable, isn't it?
Wait.
You know, we got to do something talking about the House, we got to do something about those lazy, overweight do-nothings. The Wisconsin representatives that we have there now, they did nothing here in Wisconsin. And then what did they do, the Republican voters in the state do? They voted these people into the House. And they're still not doing anything. They're dramatically overweight. They turn up at functions where they get to eat for free.
Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking of Glenn Grothman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's just ridiculous. He's a cartoon character. We have to do something about him. I mean, he says the worst things about women.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's his deal. Yeah.
But yeah, I say overweight because they're accusing everybody else of being obese and overweight and, remember the story about somebody took a picture in Culver's at 9 o'clock at night? Oh, look at this. It's packed. It's crowded. See, that's why we have an obese problem. No, they're having a late night dinner.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? God, just pick on everybody. Get mad about anything. They've just made things up.
I know. It's frustrating.
It is.
Making it up.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to get to Project 2025, where they're making all sorts of things up, and they want to put that in action.
And also, Biden campaign is now focused on Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
Johnny!
listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and Civic Media headquarters. Joining me will be actress Kayla Kelly and from the Capital Times in Madison, entertainment reporter Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio,
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.